ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2nd, Chapter number 4, Text number 16. Vichakshanah yat charana upasadat. Sangam vyudasya अभयतः उभयतः अन्तः आत्मनः विन्दन्ति हि ब्रह्मगतिं गतक्लामः तस्मै सुभद्र नवसे नमः नमः। विचक्षणाय चरणोपसादनात् संगं व्यदस्य उपयन्तरात्मनः विन्दन्ति हि ब्रह्मगतिं गतक्लमाम् तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः। विचक्षणाय चरणोपसादनात् संगं व्यदस्योभयोऽन्तरात्मनः विन्दन्ति हि ब्रह्मगतिं गतक्लमाः तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः। विचक्षणाद्यच्चरणोपसादनात् संगं व्यदस्योभयोऽन्तरात्मनः विन्दन्ति हि ब्रह्मगतिं गतक्लमाः तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः। विचक्षण हाईली इंटेलेक्चुअल यत् हूज चरण उपासनात् Simply dedicating oneself unto the lotus feet. Sangam, attachment. Vyudasya, giving up completely. Ubhayataha, for present and future existence. Antaha Atmanaha, of the heart and soul. Vindanti, moves progressively. He certainly Brahmagatim, toward spiritual existence. Gataklamaha, without difficulty. Tasmai, unto him. Subhadra, all auspicious. Sravase, unto one who is heard. Namaha, my due obeisances. Namaha, again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna, the highly intellectual, simply by surrendering unto His lotus feet, are relieved of all attachment to the present and future existence and without difficulty progress towards spiritual existence. Lord Sri Krishna has repeatedly instructed Arjuna, or for that matter, everyone concerned with becoming his unalloyed devotee. In the last phrase of his instructions in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 64, 65, and 66 verses, he instructed most confidentially as follows. Sarva guhyatamam bhuyaha shunu me paramam vachaha isto asi me dradam iti tato vakshami tetam manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame evaishasi yasatyam te pratijani priyo asi me sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yashyami masucha. My dear Arjuna, you are very dear to me, and therefore, only for your goodwill I will disclose the most sacred part of my instructions. It is simply this: become a pure devotee of mine and give yourself unto me only, and I promise you full spiritual existence, by which you may gain the eternal right of transcendental loving service unto me. Just give up all other ways of religiosity and exclusively surrender unto me, and believe that I will protect you from your sinful acts, and I shall deliver you. Do not worry anymore. Persons who are intelligent take serious notice of this last instruction of the Lord. Knowledge of the self is the first step in spiritual realization, which is called confidential knowledge. And a step further is God realization, which is called more confidential knowledge. The culmination of the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is God realization, and when one attains this stage of God realization, he naturally, voluntarily becomes a devotee of the Lord and render him loving transcendental service. This devotional service to the Lord is always based on love of God and is distinct from nature of routine service as prescribed in Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are different instructions for such men of different categories, and there are various descriptions for Varnashram Dharma, Sannyasa Dharma, Yati Dharma, and renounced order of life, controlling the senses, meditation, performing of the mystic power, etc. But one who fully surrenders unto the Lord, who renders service unto him out of spontaneous love for him, factually assimilates the essence of all knowledge described in the Vedas. One who adopts this method very skillfully attains perfection of life at once. And this perfection of human life is called Brahmagati, or the progressive march in spiritual existence. As enunciated by Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī on the basis of Vedic assurances, Brahmagati means to attain a spiritual form as good as that of God, and in that form the liberated living being eternally lives in one of the spiritual planets situated in the spiritual sky. Attainment of this perfection of life is easily available to a pure devotee of the Lord without his undergoing any difficult method of perfection. Such a devotional life is full of kirtanam, smaranam, ikshanam, etc., as mentioned in the previous verses. One must therefore adopt this simple way of devotional life in order to attain the highest perfection available in any category of human form of life in any part of the world. When Lord Brahma met Lord Krishna as a playful child at Vrindavan, he offered his prayer in which he said, Sreyas Sritim Bhaktim Udasyate Vibho Klishyanti Ye Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Tesham Asau Kleshala Eva Shishyate Nanyat Yatha Sthula Tushav Vagatitam. This is in Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 4th verse. Bhakti Yoga is the highest quality of perfection to be achieved by intelligent person in lieu of performing a large quantity of spiritual activities. The example cited here is very appropriate. A handful of real paddy is more valuable than heaps of paddy skins without any substance within. Similarly, one should not be attracted by the jugglery of karmakand and gyanakand or even the gymnastic performance of yoga, but skillfully should take to the simple performance of kirtanam, shravanam, etc. under a bona fide spiritual master and without any difficulty attain the highest perfection. Period. No arguments. I hope there won't be any question after the class. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Akhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jitapatakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sarvam Lalita Shri Vishakam Tamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Brahmanishnayi Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Pratitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Vichakshanad yacharanupasadana sangam vidasyo bhayo antaratmana vindanti brahmagati klatakamaha tasmai subhadra sarvase namo namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto all auspicious Lord Shri Krishna, the highly intellectual, simply by surrendering unto his lotus feet, are relieved of all attachment to the present and future existences and without difficulty progress towards spiritual existence. Then. So, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that what Sukadeva Goswami is telling that vichakshana, the highest intelligence, is invested in Lord Brahma. Brahma is the most intelligent person, living entity. And in 10th canto, Brahma Bimohan Lila, even Brahma was being bewildered by the small child Krishna attracting the attention of all Brijavasis in such a intimately loving pastimes of ever joyful experiences. Not only such intelligent person became bewildered, but became also envious. And on his own strength of intelligence he wanted to test this, who is this child. So when Brahma got his lesson, then even his intelligence would not work to estimate the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is no other way to escape but to surrender unto his lotus feet. That he came to a conclusion. Why? Because the unlimited potency of Lord Krishna that he saw. You know the story, Krishna and other cowherd boys, after grazing the cows during the midday, wanted to take lunch. So they let their cows loose to graze nearby. So everybody sat down surrounding Krishna and opened up their lunch boxes, and they were, you know, already enjoying stealing from each other and started, you know, tasting wonderful prasad out of love. They were feeding Krishna and Krishna was feeding them. Such an intimate pastimes of ever satisfying experience. Bhakti hi parishanu bhava virakti anyatrascha ekakale. Simultaneously in one activity, three things happen: bhakti, parishanubhava, and virakti. The most enjoyable loving reciprocation in the process of bhakti, then experience of the absolute truth and detachment of all worldly matters simultaneously happens. And such a result is so much unique that even though pious people like Karmakandis, Jnanakandis, through their expert jugglery of words or activities or gymnastic as far as yogis were concerned, which they have achieved after so much of extraneous practices, could not come to this conclusive result. It is directly achieved by those liberated souls who are acting in loving devotional service without considering the majestic aspect. So love of Godhead is exclaimed to be the highest result, and that should be the most confidential aspect of devotional service also. So it is just like prapadyamanasya kshut apta tushti pushti anubhasam. As we take a little portion of milk in our mouth, immediately tushti means satisfaction, pushti means nourishment, and satisfaction. And all these three, nourishment, satisfaction, nourishment, and relief from the miseries, that is the hunger. All three things are experienced simultaneously without any delay. So, Krishna's call to everybody to give up all other aspects of religiosity is like a ultimate call. Yet people will say, oh, if it's Krishna's desire, he will tell me, then I will do. I know that everything is happening by his desire, but he has not called me yet. He called Arjuna, but he left me yet. He did not call. But Prabhupada says, for that matter, everyone concerned. For that matter, everyone concerned will become his unalloyed devotee. Entire sustenance is based on Krishna consciousness. That is what is said as a conclusive aspect. And these three verses that he cites from Bhagavad Gita, last chapter, Sarva Guhyatamam Bhuya. Guhyatamam means superlative. The most confidential, Bhuya Hashun Me Paramam Vacha. Please listen. I already spoke to you, but please specially hear me once again. Paramam Vacha means the most beneficial, call is Tosi Me Dridam Iti. You are my dear. You are very much dear to me. Dradam Niti. And that is Krishna's confirmed faith on his devotee. Faith is a reciprocal thing. It's not one-sided. If faith does not get reciprocation, then what is the use? Our faith is not confirmed. The clarity of the faith or confirmation of the faith comes when the unwanted things in our life, which is separate from Krishna, that we want to do. This is called anartha nivritti. Right? So, here, ishto asi me, you are very dear to me. Dradam iti, that is my conviction. Tato vakshyami tehidam. Therefore, I am telling you for your benefit, ultimate benefit. See how Krishna is reciprocating? I am equal to everybody. That is not reciprocation. But he clears there also. Samoham sarvabhuteshu na dveshti na priya. But exception. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya te api chasutte aham. If somebody is worshipping me with love and devotion, if he is my devotee, then I will reciprocate just like he is approaching. Otherwise, I am equal. But yet I am inclined to my devotees only. So, this is the most confidential and ultimate in loving exchange. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mame evaishasi satyam te prati jani priyosimi. Again, reconfirmation. That most confidential is not remaining confidential. One time, the disciples of Swami Chinmayanand came in Juhu temple It was under construction. But they came to see Swamiji. And, you know, they were friends of Nathji Das. And he introduced them. So Srila Prabhupada said, oh, you are also student of Bhagavad Gita, so what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? And they started seeing each other's face. And you speak. So somebody got the courage to speak. Swamiji, there is no conclusion in Bhagavad Gita. Whenever you read, whatever you read, every time there is a different meaning. It's miraculous. It's so much wonderful that we have not seen this kind of literature. So every day we read and every day we get more and more something new. So how can we conclude? And Prabhupada became so angry, he thumped on his desk. Who said there is no conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Because you do not know, others do not know it. Why do you take it for granted? Here is the conclusion. Manmana bhava madbhakto matyajima. And they got started. What is this? Yes, this is called conclusion. And they were taken back. So diplomacy started. Oh Swamiji, we just came to have your darshan. Did you get my darshan? Okay, thank you very much. They have to leave. They are afraid to interact with even a pure devotee. So what to speak? They cannot approach Krishna. Where is the question of interaction? But here, in Brahma Vimohan Leela, this Gopabalakas, they are interacting so intimately without touching any complicacies of the majestic aspect of Lord Krishna. Pure love. Pure love. So, this is the most confidential exposition of Krishna's intimate desire. Manmana bhava madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vaisyasi satyam te pratijani priyosasi. Satyam is ritam, factual. Satyam, if it is not factual, it cannot mean. Satyameva jayate nandrutam. This is the complete sentence. But Mayavadis and impersonalists and nationalists, satyameva jayate. Even a relative truth can also win. No, they do not. That is not a winning proposal. Winning proposal is ritam, means factual. It must manifest. So this fructification of love of Godhead is not a pie in the sky. Simply just to think that, think that you have achieved. It's not a mental titillation. But rather a factual reciprocation. And Brahma got so bewildered. How come this child is so attractive and all the attentions of all these villages in Braja, is geared at centering him? Let me check. Let me test them. Now, Krishna immediately knew what was going in the mind of Brahmaji. The Krishna started his leela while eating and reciprocating with the kids. Krishna said, "Hey, wait. One of our cows, has gone a little far away. Let me come quickly. You continue eating. I'll be right back." Krishna gave an opportunity to Brahma to do his nefarious job. Krishna knew, but Krishna was having the sum total of all consciousness. He was all knowing what was happening. Brahma stole the surrounding calves and the cowherd boys and put them in the cave and put up a big lid of stone so they cannot get out. So, anyway, Brahma left and he was watching what was going on. Now, this period was 1 year. It passed so quickly that even he got bewildered. Within no time, Krishna expanded himself into as many cows and cowherd boys that were stolen. And immediately the same scene continued. Brahma thought, "I will come after 1 year and we'll see." Brahma's 1 year is nothing in terms of eternity. Or our 1 year. For the same reason, but only the distance between year and year will be there. So, Brahma was perplexed. How come the leela is still going on? So, he said, "Did I do mistake or they escaped from the cave? Let's see." But he saw what he saw was right there. Everyone were there. Then he said, "I had to go and ask the explanation of this. He must be God. Maybe my worshipable Lord. Who knows?" Parameshthi is the most intelligent person because intellectually he carved out all the different designs for fulfilling different desires, we call species of life. So he's a visargi entity. He says, "My dear Lord, this is so bewildering. That Shreyasritim Bhaktim Udasyate Vibho, let be all auspiciousness be immediately obtained by performance of bhakti. Let bhakti be immediately arising. Klishyanti te kevala bodhalabdaye. It is sufficient to eradicate all inauspiciousness. Let me accept immediately that instruction. Tesham asau kleshala eva shishyate. Otherwise, those simply trying other than your surrender. Nanya dethas thula tushavaghakinam. It will not be achieved by the other processes. So, Brahma wanted then Lord Krishna, please reveal me. How did you do this? How did you do this? Krishna says, no problem, Brahmaji. Don't you try ever again this trick of yours. And Brahma was repentant. Please show me. Please tell me, how did you do this? He said, no problem. And original eternal associates were there. They were stolen by Brahma. That set of cows and cowherd boys, the calves and cowherd boys, they are there. They are Krishna's own expansion. This extra he produced, he expanded himself into Chaturbhuj Narayan form, and they were there. So Brahma saw that this is also Narayan. Each and every entity is of the same feature as Krishna's own personal expansions. They are called swamshas. So in this way, we see that Krishna expands himself unlimitedly in various ways. So a vibhinnamsa like Brahma cannot fathom the transcendental glorious potencies that Krishna, by his will, he can do everything. So Brahma was very much bewildered, and he is telling Bhakti Yoga is the highest quality of perfection to be achieved by intelligent person in lieu of performing large quantities of spiritual activities. Large quantity of spiritual activities of making this arrangement and that control and that control regulated and this regulated. There are also spiritual activities. But what is best? Nija Bhakti Yoga. Nija Bhakti Yoga. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. You came to exhibit this Vairagya Vidya. That you alone can be with your own Lord. It's just like that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord himself. But he is teaching us that by cultivating detachment, we can be singularly alone with the Supreme Lord. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So, this exclusive oneness is the most intimate, most dear, most lovable existence. And one must achieve that. So this is recommended in this particular explanation of Srila Prabhupada. And for that reason only, we have to give up all varieties of conceptions, whether they are spiritually oriented or not. Not only give up all kinds of religions like Christianity, Muslim. No. It has no effect on that. But even right from the so-called fertile brain, but if it is of not of loving exchange, reciprocation, simply fulfilling one's desire or in reverence or other things. No. Simply that yields personal one-to-one reciprocation of Lord Krishna. That intimate result is highly appreciated, and that is recommended, that one must cultivate such a pure, unalloyed devotion. This is the only concern Krishna has in Bhagavad Gita. This is the only concern. Whoever he may be, in any case, if he becomes an unalloyed devotee of Lord Krishna, then his life is successful. Manmana means you become absorbed in my mind, so I will not escape, and you will not escape in my mind, and I will be also residing in your mind, and I will not escape. So manmana, madbhakta, becomes subservient to me. And bhakti means loving devotional service. So start pouring out your love and see, I will reciprocate. Madhyaji, you worship me because I am the object of your sustenance. Mam namaskuru, just obey. So bow down. Mame vaishyati satyam te pratijani priyosisha. You will be abiding in me. And I will assure you that you will never get out of my thrones. Means wherever you go, I will accompany you. Isn't it that Prabhupada never felt alone? He contributed that feeling to his spiritual master. If there is an ordinary master, do you think they are accompanying us? There are so many ordinary masters we studied under during our high school and colleges. Are they accompanying us? No. They are not accompanying us. But spiritual master will always accompany. Mame veshyasi satyam te pratijani priyosi. Satyam te pratijani. It is factual thing. If it is not factual, that satyam cannot be satya. So satyam eva jayate nandritam. If there is anything unfactual, but seemingly somebody tries to convey by his word jugglery, to make it proof, like in philosophies. But it does not yield this intimacy of loving exchange, then it is not factual. So, satyameva jayate. The one that is not factual cannot be satya. And it will never win, never become victorious. Na nirutam. Ratam. Krishna uses the word ratam. Ratam manye. Arjun says, sarva metat ratam manye yanman vadasi keshava. Ratam manye means it is factual. If you want to believe anything, believe on factuality. Not simply, oh, I believe, but everything is hanging in the sky. I don't know. I believe in Hinduism, but what is Hinduism? Oh, I don't know. So that is not ritam. And nobody should try so-called material intelligence to babble out according to his belief. He believe in this way and that way. No. Tunde tunde matir bhinna. In every cranium there is a different kind of philosophy. Nothing standard, no proof. But people keep on quacking, you know, nonsense. Prabhupada and his followers were walking near lake, and there were lots of ducks. Generally, if you go nearby, ducks start coming to closer to you and quack, right? Because he knows that you have, must have brought something to feed him. So quack, 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 everywhere. And Prabhupada chuckled. He saw the competition of the ducks. And he said, one who quacks gets more. So people want to get more attention, he quacks, quacks, quacks. But their quacking is only up to the filling this belly. And that is not the rhythm, because it's going to be empty. You can't realize that it is factual satisfaction. We will never get any factual satisfaction in any material activity. Prabhu, how are you doing at the job? Oh, I'm all right. It's very fulfilling. You better believe you'll be laid off soon. So, it is not ritam. It's anritam. And that will never make you victorious. So, the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Lord's ultimate desire for his dear soul is to surrender to him, to worship to him, to remain abide in mind. Manmana. Why mind? Because mind was only factor that kept Krishna out. So we have to absorb our mind in thinking of it, remembering, and Krishna facilitates everything. So, anybody has any question? But he has not seen the delivery. It was prior to delivery. He didn't have darshan. Second thing, this child started performing so many different pastimes. He could not keep track of it. Moreover, every pastimes are so much bewildering that he would not ascertain that a Supreme Lord could do this. Even he wanted to test, that's why he came to still and see how that could be, you know, what will be the reaction. Oh, they will go and start finding, oh, the mothers of the covered boys will be so crying. And he was anticipating that kind of results. But instead, it was completely opposing. And he did not understand that how come this is still going on. As it is, as if his stealing has no effect. You know, he had a preconceived idea of measurement, and he was the most intelligent. But that intelligence could not reach the secret of love of God. So, even a most intelligent person, like Brahma, is bewildered. What about the other demigods? Why in the aphorism it says, Muhyanti yat suraya? All the demigods are always bewildered. Even by simple Antejo vari yatha vinimayo trisarga amrusha. Trisarga during the this creation, sustenance and dissolution. The demigods are bewildered. How come from water earth is coming? And how come water is coming from fire? Oh my God. They see the transformation. From fire water comes, and from water earth comes. Tejo vari mritam yatha vinimayo trisargo amrushaha. Vinimayo means this constant reactions and change in appearances constantly happen. This bewilders even the demigods. Can you understand? Janmadhyasya yatah anyad itarascase abhigyasvarat tene brahmaradaya adikavaye muhyantiyat suraya. Whatever he imparted, this transcendental knowledge is still remaining bewildering during this Trisarga, where Brahma is involved. And the hordes of demigods are also involved. And they are all bewildered what is happening, how it is coming about. Tejo vari mridam. Teja means fire, vari means water, and mridam means earth. How come one is being coming from almost nothing? It is easy. Even though scientists know that whatever burns produces two things, carbon dioxide and water vapor. Anything that burns produces carbon dioxide and water vapor. All right. And the water takes soluble in gradients. So when the water dries, the solid comes. So see the transformation. It was from fire. So scientists say, oh, when earth was rotating, when it was separated from the sun, because sun should be the father, so when the fireball of earth was rotating, some blob out of some gravitational pull got away, and that became the moon. Speculative. And the place was filled up with water, became Pacific Ocean. Some nowhere. Alright? But that fire generated everything too. But where does fire is coming? They do not know. Fire is generated from where? This is the subject matter of the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the all elemental structure of creation is coming by the indulgence of three modes of material nature. The manifestation is that. From nothing something is coming. Oh, I have not finished this answer. I am asking you the question. Where does the fire come from? Air. Yes, and air is coming from ether. Ether is the most subtlest physical existence according to our measurement. You cannot see air, but you can feel air. So it becomes more manifestive. And then the fire is more manifested. From fire, water is more manifested. And earth is a solid manifestation. So from almost nothing, something is coming. And they are speculating. It must be an accident. In accident, so many different things come. So this is an accident. And they are supposed to be most intelligent. So anyway, we have to understand the combination and permutation of the three modes with innate ingredients of existential potencies. Right. Srimad Bhagavatam's explanations are very systematic and thorough. Okay, now your question. The Lord reciprocates according to our faith.
And through the means of anartha nivritti, He reciprocates our faith?
No, no. That was not the gist of... anartha nivritti is a stage for very essential to remain pure in whatever our sadhana is there. Because they are becoming so big obstacle that it will never allow us to confirm our faith. If we are able to do anartha nivritti, then our faith will become confirmed or verified. That is called nishtha, unshakable. Ordinary faith and shraddha. Shraddha does not have a parallel English word. Shraddha shabdesu drada vishvasa karanishchay. Krishna bhakti karilehi sarva karma krita hova. Conclusion is in man mana bhava mad bhakto matyaji mam namaskar. That should be the only faith. The love of God. No other faiths come equivalent. Krishna spells directly. Yes, Atma Nivedanam. Atma Nivedanam means Sarvatmanaya Saranam Sharanyam. Sarvatmana Bhava. Sarvatmana Bhava means whatever the soul has, soul wants to remain detached, soul and accept in the service of Lord Krishna. Nothing, no strings attached to the soul. So, as for example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Sharanagati, there are six considerations. First one, inclination of Sharanagati is there, but readiness is there. If we are ready for Sharanagati, then what we have to do? We have to cultivate a very confirmed faith, nishtha, that the Lord is my protector and He will nourish me. Alright? Then, for that reason, I will do everything in favorable service to Him. Whatever unfavorable, I will discard. Whatever Krishna says is my final conclusion. Sarvam eta drutam manye yanmam vadasi keshava. My dear Lord Krishna, whatever you have spoken, I consider to be factual and therefore accept it. The factual realization is depending upon the other rishis. Param Brahma, Param Dhamam, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. All this exclamation about Lord Krishna is being told by Ahustvam Sarvarishi Devarshi Narada Statha Asito Devalo Vyaso Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. So he is listing all the authorities. And you yourself do not contradict. Otherwise, if a devotee is trying to tell, but then he will become shy. So why should he speak about his own glories? A devotee does not speak, but here is God. What shame does he have? A God can claim himself God. There is no shame. But if we are not, and if somebody says no, then it makes us very shy, means withdrawn, that I am not there, and yet somehow or these people are telling like this. Even incarnations of the Lord do not say that. Pratham Maharaj, when he appeared, and the rishis who brought him forth, and they started glorifying him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and wonderful choices, and poetry, and Pratham Maharaj says, stop it. It doesn't deserve me. I haven't done anything. I haven't shown you the prowess yet. How could you glorify? Better keep your glorification reserved for that Supreme Lord. It makes one more glorious. This attitude makes one more glorious, that he becomes reserved. Even though he has achieved the highest point of perfection in his approach to Godhead. But this is Avatar himself is speaking. They don't want to claim. Where did Ramchandra ever say that I am that Supreme Personality of Godhead from whom everything has come and this? No. Nobody will know. It's only Krishna dares to tell. Because he is the Lord. He is the supreme authority by his own merits. And nobody can become equal or greater than him. So, that's the idea that it's conveying the exclusivity. No strings attached. Exclusive. It's called we face naked. Right? Exclusive. Sakam means mercantile mentality. Sakam karma means merchant. Oh, I will do this and I will receive this. So, Sharanagati demands whatever Krishna desires and favor, then I will execute. Other I will not. And with all humility. Because if we are dependent, that Krishna will protect me and Krishna will nourish me. So he is my sustenance. It's not on my merit. I'm dependent upon him. So therefore, dainyam means humility becomes the most important virtue. To take shelter of the Lord forever. And as if this is the most seclusive aspect It is seclusion. If we become very humbled, very humbled, then exclusivity will be there. Because there is nobody except Krishna. Narottama dasa koi natheliyo ranga paaye tuma bina ke aachyam. Exclusivity. So much closeness. Otherwise our false ego will interject, oh well, you have about $100,000, what are you going to do? Depend upon me. You don't trust anybody. Like that. Exclusive dependency. So like that, one will be able to get direct reciprocation. And that is Krishna's desire. Any other question? Srila Prabhupada says that according to the Shastra, all other eight processes except one, which Prahlad mastered, is remembrance. So the Shastras explain that in nine processes, eight processes are subservient to that main process called Smaranam. The conclusion of the Shastra is always think of him, always remember him. Manmana bhava means always think of him, always remember him. So, satatam smartavyam Vishnu, vismartavyam na jatu chit, sarva vidhi nishedho siu eva. Etayoreva kinkara. Kinkara. Yesterday we explained that every other process is subservient to the process of remembrance. If you do Shravana, you must remember. Kirtana, you must remember. So initially you do both and it will help you to remember. But when you accept the other process of Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, that is also to remember. If you do not remember, that when I worship the deity, here is the Supreme Lord. Here is the Supreme Lord, I am allowed to serve him. Always remind yourself, I have to go and attend him. I have to serve him. I have to serve. Remember. So this Archanam, Pujanam, Vandanam is also to remember him. But when yesterday we commented that when we come and we do not pray of his remembrance, rather we remember of our desire and make it a prayer. It's completely topsy-turvy, upside down situation. So the qualitativeness of the prayer depends upon what are we actually praying for. Are our prayers become glorification of the Lord? Means you are remembering the Lord. That's why you are reciting these prayers. So, vismartavyam na jatuchi. Not a single moment should come that we will ever forget him. So, sarva vidhi means this pancharatri ki vidhi or nisheta, just like four regulative principles. Why are we thinking? Just to remind him, remember him. They are all subservient. Why don't you eat eggs, fish, and meat? You see, well, it is a life system. Life is given by Lord, so it reminds me that it is not a favorable service to the Lord. So you immediately come on the remembrance platform that Krishna is speck pure. And he doesn't want life to be insulted. Is a source of life. Beginning, of course, and the hearing process has been also described by Kapil Dev to Devahuti in the beginning. We should not hear from one ear and throw out from the other. Oh, I was hearing, I was there, but what did you hear? Oh, it just came out, so I did not retain the remembrance. Another is like this vichakshana. They have a habit, they hear, but they store it in their fertile brain and they want to analyze and check whether this is okay or bluff. That is also not called hearing. But Kapil Dev is telling, Satam prasangam mama vidya samvidha bhavanti rad karna rasayana katha. That hearing so powerful where the transcendental mellows of love of Godhead is conveyed in the katha when it is heard through the ear and entered into the heart. That is the hearing. Sometimes, because Maharaj is giving class, let me go and sit at least. But whether I hear or not, I won't guarantee. That's my desire. But I want to respect, like that. We are prepared to sit, but we are not prepared to hear. So Shravan comes first. Hear, and says, no, I know, I can also speak, so I will hear whatever I say. All right, do the kirtan. But the mind is so turbulent that even though he is chanting Hare Krishna, can't hear. And he gets baffled. It's not a matter of only sound vibration of certain wavelength that is to be heard. In deeper consciousness of the heart, these sound vibrations are of transcendental wavelength. And they are supposed to be touching our soul where we are residing. Not in pumping heart, but in the innermost corner of consciousness. So, it depends upon the willingness. Willingness means voluntary. Whole Krishna conscious process is voluntary, not to be forced upon. If we are not ready, then we don't take it. We can't take it. Not we don't take it. We can't take it. Jagat Goswami Prabhupada ki jai.